Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, satellite, available through iTunes and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart along with Rachel Martin. Coming up, fixing typos on public signs. It's one group's mission. We'll also put a quarter in the BPP jukebox. But Rachel?
First, we're going to finish our conversation with Peter Carlson, Washington Post staff writer, a man who wrote a piece recently about a historic Democratic Party convention in 1924. It got down and dirty. Peter, in your piece and the piece we heard you read from by H.L. Mencken before the break, there is this romantic quality, or at least a bit of nostalgia. As messy and inefficient and maybe not so fair as conventions used to be, is there part of you that wish that you'd been around to cover them as they were in all their glory?
Well, yeah. I mean, they were much better shows than the ones now. Nowadays, it's just an advertisement for the guy who's already won the thing before he gets there. Although this year, the Democrats may be in the old position. But in those days, you didn't necessarily know who was going to win, and people were fighting it out in the convention floor, and it was an actual event.
I mean, and literally fighting it out, right? In 1924, wasn't there an actual fist fight?
Well, there were many fist fights. The one I wrote about was when the anti-Klan people demonstrated, and they marched around the halls, as they used to do then, and they tried to grab the state banners and carry them around, and people who were pro-Klan stopped them, including the governors of Kentucky and Colorado, who got into fist fights with people who wanted to carry their banners around.
Now, I will ask you to do a little bit of speculation. Any chance you think it could get, I mean, do you see fists flying this year in Denver for the Democrats?
Probably not.
Oh, come on.
Shoot.
Fist fight seems to be an archaic thing amongst the kind of people who go to conventions.
What about smoke-filled rooms? Everyone wants to talk about smoke-filled rooms.
Yeah, and they probably have to go outside.
They're going to be in convention centers. They can't smoke.
Bring back the good old days. Well, Peter Carlson, thank you so much. Washington Post staff writer for walking us through the 1924 historic Democratic convention. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Take care.